Welcome back to another incarnation of comics. I almost said waiting for players. Of comics for plays.
Waiting for plays.
Waiting for play. That's.
Could you make it like waiting for rolls?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's like Thanksgiving dinner.
We should introduce ourselves and what we're playing at the same time.
I'm Josh. This is 13th Age.
I'm Garrett, and this is 13th Age.
I make the characters, you fucktards. I'm Adam, and I'm playing
Argon
Heartshield, a human cleric.
Got any more info? Is that it?
That's all you get for now, I guess. Okay. He made a big deal about introducing our characters and then didn't introduce his.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
My name is Tyler, and I am playing Bramble, a half-orc barbarian. I'm a barbarian. I don't care about your house-dweller ways.
I'm Garrett, and I'm playing Vic Tarsus, the human occultist.
I'm Josh, and I'm playing Baxter, not Weiler, the human paladin.
Barely human.
Barely human. My name's Chris, and I am the GM, DM, whatever they call it for 13th Age. I'm pretty sure it's just GM.
Game Master.
So, welcome everybody. We are going to be playing a system called 13th Age, as you've heard probably like three or four times now. The basis of 13th Age is it's really a drunken one-night stand between 3.5 and 4th edition D&D. It's from the creators of both. And they took 4th edition, which was arguably the best thought-out combat in a D&D edition. Like, it was all focused on combat. So the combat was really fucking good. But it also took, like, 45 minutes for a battle, so...
It got rough.
Yeah. So they fixed a lot of that. They did some pretty cool things. The main things you need to know is it's a D20-based system. So everybody will be rolling the D20, adding some modifiers, and if they are higher than a AC, which is armor class, PD, which is physical defense, and then MD, which is mental defense, the attack hits or misses, blah, 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 blah. What 13th Age strived to do was make combat a little bit more exciting and a little bit faster. So they introduced something called the escalation die. It's a D6 that comes out in the second round of combat, and all of the PC characters get to add whatever's on the dice to their rolls.
So the second round is plus one. Yep. Third round, unless there are skills that increase it or enemies that decrease it.
And if at any point I don't feel that the group is escalating combat, I don't have to move the combat. I could either lower it or keep it where it's at and not move it. Mm. So if you guys are just like, I'm not going to attack this dude, we're just going to, you know, chill out here. It's like, all right, well,
turtle until the escalation dies high enough.
Exactly. I'm not going to move it. The other kind of cool thing they did is there's no skills in this game per se. You have backgrounds that you create, and if you can convince me that your background can be used for a check, I will let you add the bonus of that in.
Woot.
So you no longer have a climbing skill that's plus five. You might be a thief. That's your background. And if you can convince me that while you were a thief, you climbed a lot of shit, then I'll let you add that bonus to your roll.
See, I was more of a ground-level thief.
Yeah, I raided
markets and bazaars. I never tried to do the castles or the tall towers.
Dog burglar.
And the final thing that really... there's two other things, but one of them is the relationship dice. So there are 13 icons in 13th Age. They range from the Dragon Empire Emperor, there's the Lich King, there's the Priestess, the Archmage, a bunch of just generic high fantasy concepts that are just made as NPCs in this world.
Archetypes.
Exactly. And your characters will have relationships with them. You can have a positive relationship, a conflicted relationship, or a negative relationship with them. At the beginning of the session, everyone will roll a d6. For every point that they have with a certain icon. So if you have 2 points in with the Great Golden Worm that are positive, you'll roll those 2d6. If you get a 5 on it, you succeed, but something might happen. Something negative will come out of it, and if you get a 6, you will get something great. And basically, the Great Golden Worm rewards you for what you do. We are doing a little bit of a different spin on that for this one, because the one thing you learn from running this game is that it gets kind of cheesy, where it's just like, you found a magic item again, because the Great Golden Worm.
Just shat it out.
Yeah.
You just falls from the fucking sky.
He shot it from the abyss to the town. Out his ass.
So I've decided that I'm going to give the characters a reroll for every successful 5 and 6 they get, as long as they can tell me how the icon helped teach them a lesson. So if they miss on an attack roll, they could use their reroll and be like, well, I was training and, you know, one of the agents of the Great Golden Worm taught me this kind of cool trick where if I miss, I can kick the guy in the dick. Like, oh, yeah, cool, that's cool. Go into it with the reroll.
Reroll your real dick secret kick. Technique there. Yeah. The old tank kick.
Classic. So that is something that kind of sets it apart. It's a little bit tougher if you're going into this and this is your first time GMing it. It's pretty rough, but there's a lot of workarounds. It's a pretty cool mechanic, I think. But the big selling point of 13th Age is the one unique thing. And this is a thing that every PC has, because in 13th Age, these characters are heroes. They are not just lonely farm peasants who go through a meat grinder and do all this. They are heroes. They are, you know, songs will be written about them and their what they've done.
And already have been.
Exactly. Yeah. And so the one unique thing is what makes them unique. Nobody else in the 13th Age world of the Dragon Empire has this thing that these characters have. So if you're the only character has a beard, that means everybody else is completely clean hairy. Yeah, clean shaven.
Are you telling me that was an option?
100%, yeah. Like, or like, you're the only person...
You feel robbed now?
Like, I do.
You're the only person that can fly on around control a dragon. Yeah, well, that means the dragon riders in the Dragon Empire, you're the only one. Like, so you gotta work up to learn how to do it, because you're not gonna at my first level.
Yeah.
So there's cool stuff like that. Like, there's, it just kind of allows you...
Or you killed all the other
unlimited
ones.
Unlimited stuff. Yeah, or you killed all the other ones.
And, like, their families, and then cauterized every fucking...
Shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, exactly.
Shouldn't have been there.
So yeah, that is the overall gist of 13th Age. If you want to check it out, you can go to 13thage.com or Pelagrin Press. They have all the stuff there. They put it out. It's super cool. I really like it. I think we're going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be pretty zany, so...
I love zany.
Let's go ahead and introduce the characters one more time, yeah, including the one unique thing, if you want to use it. So I'll start.
All right.
I'm Baxter, and I'm going to do my best to imitate my one unique thing. I was once the Great Golden Worm's dog, and he loved me so much, and I was such a good boy that when I died of natural causes, I was reincarnated by the Great Golden Worm as his human paladin. Served a lot of time, but I'm a reincarnated dog. Yes.
I'm Garrett. I'm also playing the 13th Age. Also playing Vic Tarsus, the human occultist.
That sounds like fun.
My one unique thing is I'm an occultist. I'm the only one.
Yeah, that is the class feature of the occultist, is you are the only one.
You are the only one.
But you can do some crazy shit, and I'm excited to see what that character can do.
Yeah. So my one unique thing is that I was sacrificed to an old god and was resurrected sometime later.
That sounds rough, man.
Yeah.
This is Adam again. I'm playing Argon Shieldheart, human cleric. My one unique thing was I was the cleric for an elite group of spies, soldiers, whatever, mercenaries, whatever you like to call them, for the Crusader, and was sent to infiltrate the Diabloist, and I'm the only one that made it out alive.
I'm Tyler. Again, I'm playing the half-orc barbarian Bramble, and my one unique thing is when my blood is shed, it turns to brittle glass, because I couldn't think of anything else, and I don't really care.
You know, I'm really glad that I don't have
I hope you cut
anymore.
Yourself on your blood.
I know. I say brittle specifically so that I don't accidentally cut myself on my own blood.
Are you gonna, like, try to take your blood and use it as throwing daggers?
No, I don't want it that sharp.
Okay.
More just like if I bleed down my arm, then I kind of gotta, like, crack all the brittle glass off after the battle.
It's like safety glass, like a windshield.
Yeah, like tempered glass. I bleed tempered glass.
I can dig it. Jesus. All right, let's hop into this.
Can you mold it into, like, a ball? Can I shape? Can I? Like, if it's not clotted yet?
Give me a little ball-shaped mold, and I'll bleed into it, and we'll find out.
You must first be a level 5 hemomancer.
All right. So our adventure begins. This is the Dragon Empire. So the Dragon Empire is ruled by the Emperor, who is in the city of Axis. It is the kind of main hub of the world. They have gladiatorial pits and all this crazy shit going on. It's super rad. There is the City of Horizon, which is where the Archmage is located. There's like floating cities and whatnot all around it. It's ridiculous.
Cool.
There's a place called the Abyss, which is a giant hellhole that the Diabolist is trying to constantly get through. But the Great Golden Worm, which is this, I think, Bahamut from Final Fantasy.
But bigger.
He,
like, huge.
Has actually plugged the hole for the Abyss up with his body. So this giant dragon is just
hitting the Twinkies too hard, and he just plugs it.
So
it's like you eat a whole block of cheese.
Yeah. there's the City of Santa Cora, which is a coastal city that is home to the Priestess, who is just your generic healer. Loves everybody, does cool stuff. But our adventure begins on the outskirts of the Wildwood, which is home to the High Druid, which Tyler's character should be pretty familiar with.
I'm super familiar with the Wildwood.
So before we get into this motherfucker, everybody needs to roll their relationship dice, and you need to tell me what you get for this session.
Now, which dice is that?
That is a D6 per point spent.
So if you have plus two, that's a 2D6.
So, okay.
Go ahead, Garrett.
And if I have relations
Garrett!
If I have relations with more than one, I'm assuming I'm rolling for both?
No, I have three relationships.
Oh, gotcha.
You roll it for each.
Okay.
I'm going to come over there and get some more D6, because I'm going to need them for this.
I rolled a 6 on my relationship with the Diabolist.
Okay, what kind of do you have with the Diabolist?
Ambiguous.
All right.
So I rolled a 3 and a 4.
Doesn't matter, then.
What?
Did you get any 5s or 6s?
I did for one of them.
What did you get?
I got a 6.
For...
one of them.
Okay. I gotcha.
Okay. He's texting you.
I know who that is.
Okay.
All right. Baxter?
So I have two relationships with the Great Gold Worm positive and one relationship with the 3 negative.
Okay.
For the Gold Worm, I rolled a 6. And Garrett was my witness. I rolled a 6 for the 3 as well. And the 3 is... contentious or villainous or negative or whatever.
Okay. Bramble?
All right.
Do your thing.
I rolled 1, 5 and a 2 and a 1, and I only have a...
So you got 5 with the...
5 with the High Druid, okay. Positive.
Cool. So, for those of you... so we'll break it down here so everyone kind of gets a better understanding. With Baxter.
Yes.
So, with the Great Golden Worm, when you use that 6 for a reroll, it's something that the Great Golden Worm and one of his people has taught you, like, in training or something along those lines.
When I became a human, it was a good idea that I learned to fight better.
But with the 3, since you have a conflicted one, you're going to have to pull from a battle or, like, a fight you had with members of the 3's army. And what you learned from that.
This one time there was a stick that he was using to fight with.
Exactly, that kind of stuff. Exactly.
And I took it from him. And I'm going to remember that fight now.
That's kind of how you want to look at it, is if you have a conflicted relationship, you've learned something from them. If you have a negative, you learn something from fighting against them or battling their forces or some shit like that.
I brought much shame to them by peeing on one of their legs.
Well, that does mean if you got a 5, that means they might come fuck with you. Because of it. So
what about if you have only ambiguous relationships? Then it's pretty much like figure it out.
Yeah,
figure it out.
All right. So I'm gonna read a little exposition here that I wrote probably poorly. So you've made your way to a small settlement on the outside of the Wildwood, which is I've zoomed in here so everyone can see.
Proud Fort.
Yeah, Proud Fort is a little bit higher northeast of it. So the settlement sits in a larger plain that's bordered on 3 sides by trees. As you approach, you see various farmers tending crops and cattle. Small cottages dot the land, and further ahead, you see a clustering of buildings that you assume makes up a majority of this settlement. So, what is the name of the settlement? Has anybody's character been here before?
Oh.
If you know the Wildwood so well.
Oh.
You should know what this place is called.
Bramble only knows it says Humetown.
Humetown, okay.
May not be the real name. I'm not a big fan of houses.
No, Humetown's what it's called. So, as you guys make your way to this settlement, what are some of the key features that you see approaching it?
There are lots of sticks on the ground.
Mud huts.
Lots of sticks.
It looks like it's fall. I like fall. Fall is when the things fall.
Mud huts. What else do we have?
Short perimeter fence.
Small, short.
Are we together?
A disturbing lack of trees in the middle of the village.
Okay.
Pygmies.
What the fuck?
You guys all look like a bunch of little pink pygmies to me.
Yeah. They all have disc lips.
You guys, either you've arrived all at the same time, or you don't necessarily have to be traveling together, but each of you, as you approach the settlement, you pick out something kind of unique about it. So.
Okay.
So, as you guys make your way to Humetown, as you're walking up to it, you notice that there's lots of sticks everywhere. Most of the buildings are mud huts. There's a small, short perimeter fence that... How tall would you say? Like 3 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, it seems like it's really necessary, but...
More to keep out the animals.
Nice. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Keep out the pigs.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
And then, obviously, because it's in, like, a field, there's not a whole lot of trees in the middle of this village.
Disturbing lack of trees, one might say.
As if they were cut down to make things.
Like a village or something.
But it's all made out of mud, though. It's
not the fence. You can't make a fence out of mud. It's made out of sticks.
So, each of you look down at the flyer that you've had in your hand. So at one point, you guys received either a mission or a missive, whatever they're called, from your, not necessarily from
your icon,
but from someone who works with them. Like, for the most part, you guys have never met the icons themselves. Like, those are way higher up. No, you haven't. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, fine.
Like, you've met, you're the only exception. You are the exception to the rule.
Yes, I have met the great Goldberg. He is a good guy.
Because you were a dog and it doesn't matter.
That's right.
So, like, that's kind of the whole thing is, like, these guys are, like, super high up in the food chain. And you're not there yet. You'll meet them eventually when you get higher levels. But you're level 2. Like, they know of you. They're cool with you. But you've talked to, like, their generals and shit like that.
Would Argon have met the Crusader? Or just his generals?
Point of contention. I would have made that my one unique thing. You specifically told me that I can't say I'm raised by the High Druid. But we'll just...
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that was because too generic.
Because then no one else could have been ever raised by the High Druid.
Well, exactly. But I mean, my idea was that just sort of found in the wood and raised by the High Druid in her court.
I mean, you could be raised by her people, but they wouldn't.
No, that's fine. I'm just going to contend. I bet I met her.
Hey, wait
once.
A minute. If
or
the
twice.
Druid is yeah, truly but she doesn't neutral, remember you. How does it have a gender?
Why wouldn't you? I'm a magical forest half-orc that bleeds glass. Who wouldn't remember me?
You know what? That guy over there has a beard, and he's the only one with a beard. He's the one who's going to get remembered.
It's true. That's a valid point.
And to be honest, I probably won't remember any of you unless I lose sight of you.
Hairy-faced Tim over there.
Yeah. I don't know how he grows the head hair out of his face.
You know, my character's pretty stupid, but do I at least have, like, human object permanence and I'm not that part of the dog?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's not like dogs don't have object permanence.
They don't.
They do.
How do you think? Okay.
All right.
What are you, a dog expert?
Ball's gone.
So.
It is, though. That's how that works.
You guys have a flyer. You were given some sort of piece of paper, and it says, looking for adventurers with a thirst for danger. I am in need of seasoned individuals to accompany me to an unknown and potentially... dangerous discovery with secrets long since locked away. If you're interested, please see me in the settlement of Humetown on the outskirts of the Wildwood. Bring this letter with you in order to set up an interview. So, you guys are walking through. You all, we'll just say you all arrive at the same time.
Hello!
Hi, my name is Baxter. What are your guys' names?
It is Argon.
Your name is Argon?
Yes.
Hi, Argon, I'm Baxter.
Who are you two fucks?
I'm Bramble.
Bramble, like a stick?
Like the bush.
Like a bush? Is that like all the things I used to pee on? Hi, Bramble.
And he just kind of stares at you. Clearly just not happy.
Well, I'm Vic, and I'm intrigued by all of you weirdos.
Hi, Vic.
Do you wear a gray trench coat, white shirt, red tie?
What? No, what?
All right.
Why?
It's what
there's a joke
Constantine
coming.
Wears.
Okay.
Oh. No.
All right.
All right, there you go. So.
Hi, Vic.
You'd be a lot cooler if you did.
You can see me. You know that, right?
Just calling it out.
You approach a small brick building in the town that's not made of wood or mud. It looks like this. It's got a door, some windows, you know, typical house shit.
Mud bricks.
All the rocks from the surrounding forest.
So through the windows, you can see the flicker of candlelight. And, yeah, you look through one of the windows, and it looks like there are two people that are engaged in conversation.
What are they saying?
We should wait until they say we come in.
If you wish to see what they're saying, if you want to try to listen in, you can give me a wisdom check.
I would like to also try and eavesdrop
in on
them.
What if I don't
want
to listen? So we're outside right
now? Yes.
I don't want to bother trying to listen in. I have a note that tells me I should probably come here.
Okay.
So I'm just going to push the door open and, you know, duck under it and go in and try to find what the hell I'm here for.
Okay. I'm gonna follow the bush.
So we're gonna let them do their listen checks first, then we'll get to you barging in.
I'm just kinda like, fuck all this house shit. Let's get it over with.
Background of being a spy, would I be able to read their lips as well?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So I get my spy bonus to this?
I will give it to you.
Sick.
Vic, do you have any bonuses you want to try to add?
Nope.
Okay. Give me that wisdom roll. That sweet, sweet wisdom roll.
Is it plus my level as well, or just plus my modifier?
I believe it's just plus modifier.
Okay, 19.
19, wow.
Wow, even with my background of being a spy, you still listen way better than me.
He's a good listener.
I'm not surprised.
11.
Yeah, okay. So, Vic, you put your kind of... You get next to the window and kind of stand to the side and listen in.
Nonchalant, like, oh, lean in here.
Yep, lean on in.
And you can... you overhear, there's a gentleman that looks like he's dressed in black armor or, like, leather armor. And there's an older, like, gray hair, looks like a half-elf, sitting down. They're kind of having this conversation. And the gentleman in black is getting very, very riled up. And you overhear him say, you know, like, you can't keep this hidden from us. Like, this is something that we need. You will give this to us. And the other guy sitting there is just like, you're not going to get what I'm seeking. If this is something that you absolutely must have, then I'm afraid you need to find some other people to help you, because I will not help you. And at that time, you hear a loud boom as our good friend Bramble pushes open the door and comes barging through.
Just march my way in there like I own the place. Okay. And also hate it at the same time.
You look to the right and you see a elderly half-elf man sitting in a chair that is clearly spooked and doesn't know what's going on. You have the attention of a man dressed in black leather armor, like a black cape with the red inlay, and he kind of turns back and is staring at you. So
what does my note say again? We're here to... Somebody's looking for adventurers for what?
For a dangerous expedition.
And, I mean, is there a name on it?
No.
Okay, so I just
know... You don't know which one's which.
No, but I mean, like... I don't know who I'm meeting. It's just here.
You knew this house.
Okay. Yeah. So there I see this man. This man in the black leather. Is he's human?
Yeah.
I just look at him and say, "Hey, you, pink skin. You the one I'm supposed to meet?"
I'm with him, right? So
yes, you are.
It's not nice to call people names.
It's not nice to talk back to me.
I'm sorry. I did not know I would offend.
Keep talking like that. No one's going to talk to you.
The man in black leather armor kind of looks back at the older man and stands up and just shoulders past you and goes storming out the door.
What's his problem? Otherwise, I look at the light with the one remaining.
Okay, look, okay. You two on the outside, you see a man in, like, black leather armor. You see, like, the whole him get up, walk past, and you see him just kind of trudging down the road, just storming, like, looking, he's pissed as all fuck.
Is he heading any particular direction?
You assume he's going back. There's an inn in town, so he kind of looks like he's going back that direction. So
is it also made of mud?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mud inn.
Mud huts.
Yeah, mud hut.
Nice.
So he goes storming off, and what do the two outside do?
I would like to tail him for a little bit. He's going back to the inn, it seems.
You think so. He walked out of this house super pissed and is just kind of...
I'm going to go in and see what happened.
Okay.
What our idiot did to piss him off.
Have we met yet? Or we just...
We all arrived together, and I just followed you.
So we did. We have met and arrived in the town together, not just at the same time.
That's up to you guys.
He said we arrived together. I don't care.
We don't care either.
I mean, I feel like it's an important distinction.
What do you want, Bramble?
What do you think?
Whatever.
Okay.
That's an important step to you guys. I don't give a shit, personally.
Sounds like we all arrived together.
There you go. So,
I figured when we introduced ourselves, that's when we met.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah. So, we were all traveling alone, and we ran into each other on the road right outside of town.
And then we all, like, linked arms and started doing the Wizard of Oz skip.
I think we all realized that we were here for the same reason.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, I like that.
Travel together to, you know, fend off bandits, and then realize you're all going to the same place.
Yeah.
All right, so Vic, you are going inside of the house. Argon, what are you doing?
I'll head inside as well. I'll head inside, and I'll just kind of linger back.
Okay.
Get a lay of the land. I'm not gonna
cool kid in the back of the room
necessarily run up and introduce myself and give out a bunch of information, but
I'm
not going
crossed.
To stay in a dark corner either. Just okay. Back of the group.
So you guys enter as the old man is addressing Bramble, and he kind of is looking at you all, and he's just like, "I apologize for the previous gentleman. He seemed to be having a contentious reasoning for bringing folks here, but." My name is Jelroth.
It seemed that old man wanted something.
You could say he does want something, but I'm not in the habit of giving it to him.
I got this flyer. Got this flyer here.
He's like, excellent. I'm assuming the rest of you also receive some sort of...
Missive.
Note. Missive. Yep.
But hold on.
Yeah, and I just sort of throw a crumpled up what note the? On the table.
I don't breathe!
This is mine. What am I here for?
Before we get to this invitation bit, what was he looking for?
Is that really going to be your character's voice?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's
I like
tough.
It.
That's going to be tough. I like it. I do.
All right. It'll be difficult.
I'm going to make you talk as much as possible.
Okay.
So, okay, Dainty Bane over here.
Dainty Bane?
That's where I pulled the inspiration from, actually, was from Bane.
I can tell.
What is your question to him?
I don't know, Rick!
I totally forgot and just laughing. I'm
Are sorry. You sure you want to use this voice?
The fuck did he want?
He looks at you, he's like, well, the gentleman believes that what I have potentially uncovered is something that his employer would like, and I'm not in the business of giving that to his employer quite yet.
Christ, who is his employer?
Hmm?
Who is his, who you quit speaking in riddles and just tell me what the fuck it is and who his employer is?
Why is it of concern who his employer is?
Because I'm curious.
I hope he fucking kills you.
He looks at you and he's like, I believe the man worked for the Crusader, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right. was that so hard?
He's like, I just don't know why it would matter.
Who says it does?
Look, this is all really fascinating. Yeah. But,
I have a flyer.
What are we here for?
He's like, yes. He's like, come gather around. He's like, may I get you something to eat or drink?
Water would be fine.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Something strong.
He's like, all right. He's like, he kind of points over, there's a bar. He's like, help yourself to what you'd like, and you could find something easily that you'd want to drink.
Is he buying?
It's his house.
Oh, it's his house.
Yeah.
Oh. For some reason, I thought it was
at
like
one
a
point,
public
yes,
house.
He did buy it.
Oh, right. I'll grab a big old glass of mead.
All right.
I'm going to go something dark, stout, porter.
Okay, cool.
Something heavy.
Get you water.
Unlike your voice.
I like water because I am on a mission, and missions mean you need to have good minds. Clear minds.
Excellent. So he sits down, and he basically, the reason that he wants you all to help him is that he believes he has found a former Archmage's vault of Ooh. Secrets.
Intrigued.
That there's something there that is potentially could alter everything in the 13th, like this age, the 13th age. Like it could shake up the Dragon Empire.
It could bring about the 14th age?
It could. He thinks.
The age of trees.
So he being an older gentleman, he needs some help getting there, kind of figuring out what's going on. In case there's anything nasty there, he needs some people to help him through with it.
What is your interest in this object?
He kind of looks at you, he's like, well,
Mudhut?
It's Jelroth.
Jelroth.
Jelroth?
Jelroth.
Jelroth.
Clearly, the house is made
God,
of brick.
All your human names are so hard.
So he looks at you and he's like, well, He's like, I have been studying the previous Archmage's history for quite a long time, and there is a certain era where everything history-wise just disappears. There's no record, really, of it. There's hints and whispers of it in back channels and in, mentioned in various other books, but no one is quite sure what happened there. And I believe I found that Archmage's vault. So I want to uncover either what he had created that needed to be hidden away, or what did he do that caused everybody to, you know, shun him and erase him from history.
So is this like a escort thing, or?
There will be some escort, yes. Not like prostitution escort.
I was about to ask.
It is not good to have sex with a good woman outside of marriage. What is wrong with you?
So he does offer...
What's this guy's problem? Why is he acting like a wolf or dog?
What about with a man?
It's like a beat wolf over here. Acting like...
I'm just saying the sanctity of marriage is good.
So, he offers you all 60 gold pieces, like 60 gold pieces each, to help him on this quest. If there is any magical items or loot, you would, like, you know... As long as it's, like, not going to destroy the world. Like, he's cool giving you guys, like, plus one swords if you find him and stuff like that. But he just needs help getting there. He gives you a free stay. He's already comped rooms at the inn, so you all can stay there for the night.
Oh, that is so nice of you.
Get settled.
Sweet.
But, yeah, so he'll give you guys all 60 gold for helping him complete this mission.
Sweet.
Do you guys accept it?
I will do it. I am good at fetching.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'd like to find some ancient artifacts.
I was told to come here, so yes.
Exactly. Do you always do what you're told? Because I do.
I can tell.
You're a good boy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
This dude's totally a dog.
So
I am not. I am a nut. I am a person. You see, I have hair.
You're right, Mr. Occultus.
Don't dogs have more hair than people?
I have regular human hair. See,
Mr. How the hell do you know?
It
I'm
is long focused? And gold and pretty.
Lucky
like me.
Guess.
Yeah,
real good one.
No.
Fuck, you just learned my name.
Sounded a culty.
Hey,
Vic.
Yeah.
Hey, Bushman. Bramble. Bush. Ogre. I have worked that one. That one.
Porn Bush. Yeah, whatever.
Bramble.
What?
Let's get started. Let's go. Let's go start.
Something this old guy. I'm just following him. I'm here for him.
So let's go.
He'll meet you guys at the inn tomorrow morning. He'll have horses and everything. And y'all can get started then. So you guys are free to spend the night in Humetown, in the inn.
All right.
You have a lush bed. Nice. It's not like the nicest thing ever, but you could sleep there and you get to eat for free. Bramble, are you staying there? Are you going to go make,
I was actually just going to say, I imagine what Bramble would do would... I mean, if I get food, I'll eat the food, and then I'll go up to my room... And take the pillow and blankets and just go out back. And just sleep
outside.
Sleep outside.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I assume...
I'm surprised you even took a pillow.
Would you like some
company
outside?
Well, I can't find a good rock in Humetown that cleared them all away.
That's true. That is very true. All right.
I will go up to my bed and get lots of sleep because I want to be ready tomorrow when Gelroth comes and meets us.
There you go.
I hope you guys have a good night.
I'm going to... Sit around the lobby of the inn and just kind of...
Hey, I stand on it, turn three times,
people
and then
watch for a while before I head up to bed, as most of the lobby or bar or whatever is in the inn. The general gathering area has cleared out.
Okay. Give me a wisdom check while you're down there.
Okay.
This bed is so soft.
I would be doing something similar.
Okay, yeah, you give me one as well.
11.
11.
Not rolling well tonight.
No, you're not.
Poor Garrett.
You're rolling terrible.
I'm 6.
Okay. You guys didn't have any sort of background that would help
nothing.
You?
I'm an occult researcher. I wouldn't be looking for phrases or anything that stands out to me.
Okay. Sure, I mean...
Anything out of the ordinary.
It's still, that's, I don't think you have like a plus like 9 that's
going to
help you.
No, I don't.
So
I've got nothing.
I mean, as a spy, I could... Look for people of interest, look for characteristics of people that might be more than just the standard farmer.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you. Okay.
That would bump it to 15.
Okay, excellent. That's what you needed.
Sick!
You met the
DC!
Good job. So, you, while you're kind of sitting there at the bar watching everybody clear out, You see our good friend that was dressed in black leather earlier. You see him. You notice his face. You kind of remember it. He doesn't have the outfit on anymore. He has more of like a regal tunic that's black, has like red edging. There's some silver adornments like rings. Maybe there's some silver on his boots, his like cuffs, that kind of stuff. And you notice on his neck, just the very like peeking over part of it, it looks like the top of the Crusader's fist symbol, which is like a gauntlet that's balled up with spikes on it.
It's like a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's silver, but then where the points are and kind of the outline of it is in gold.
Okay.
It's a silver and gold tattoo almost?
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Like he's important.
just seems weird. Like you reckon off. That, yeah, yeah. Obviously you have history.
Yeah, that's not the Crusader's normal symbol.
Yeah. You would know that.
Yeah. So. I would like to go up. Is he alone? Is he with a big party?
Right now he's by himself.
I'd like to saunter over and say hello. Notice your sweet neck tattoo there. I'm also familiar with where that comes from. Why the different colors?
Oh. Alright,
Shit, I have to come up with something for this.
Well, no, I'm trying to think here because you're well known within the Crusaders because you were part of a group, were you not? And you
Yes.
But they think that you're dead.
Yes.
As far as
is that why you changed right? your voice?
Like they would, like I'm assuming that they think that you died as part of this.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. In which case,
I need to know if they would know the who you if you were part of this group, kind of like.
I don't think. I think they would know.
Or are they just not happy with you?
Oh,
you're part of. Because I mean,
they think that you're. Do they think you're dead, or do they know you got away and like?
I would think that they thought I was dead because I was pretty unpleased with the whole situation when my unit was lost.
Awesome.
I don't think I ever went back to like check back in with the Crusader afterwards.
So that kind of just I wanted to make sure I had a good focus on where the conversation would go. So he looks at you, and he's like, he's like, oh, this symbol. It's for the group I am within the Crusader's ranks. He's like, were you part of the? The Crusader's ranks?
I mean, you know, not particularly. I'm familiar with
and
the Crusader.
And there he transitions into Mickey Mouse.
I knew the voice wouldn't keep, and that's why I wanted it.
It's fucking hard, all right?
No, give me a charisma check.
Shit.
For
actually,
that shitty voice.
I rolled like a boss when we did stats, so I'm still not super worried about it. Other d20, because that one's rolling like garbage.
Can I change my mind?
No, that's not much better.
Oh, that is not good.
Eight.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Funny enough, it passed.
Might want to take your reroll.
So he sees...
Actually, I would like to use my reroll from my icon relationships on this one.
Okay, how's that going to help you?
Because of my other icon and the work that I've...
Because of my other icon. Which is who?
Don't tell us.
Not the Crusader. How about that one?
Wow. You just somehow know I'm an occultist. You can suck dicks.
Makes you feel any better, Garrett? I don't like any of you. I have problems with all of you.
Fine. You smell funny.
That's of course. I live in the woods and I'm a half-orc.
And you don't shower. That's the main problem.
Just every now and then I go out in a pool and I just shower. Shit. In the pool.
Meanwhile, I'm just asleep.
Because what I do for
away.
My other icon, I've gained the ability through kind of learning from the people that work for this icon to disguise myself a little bit better.
Okay. All right.
If that's good enough for you?
Hey, fuck it. Go for it. Give me that reroll.
Where's that dice at?
Is this your secret character trait? You have another icon you won't tell us about? Have you seen what he wrote for his one unique thing? He put an 16. Ooh at the end of it written down on his character sheet.
No, it's dot, dot, dot. It's not ooh, they're just circle dots.
They're, oh, okay, sorry. You wrote tiny 17. O's and expected... never mind.
Why are you reading other people's character sheets, Tyler?
You asked me to grab it because you forgot.
Because it was, and it was folded like
this.
Because
you forgot.
Nice and closed.
Why didn't
you? You
should
have just left it at home.
You should have.
17.
Oh, so good, 17. You just blurt out 17.
Well, you don't want to tell me, but I rolled a 17.
It's my favorite number.
He looks at you and he's just like, I forget where this began.
I noticed his neck tattoo and then foolishly called it out, not realizing that was a bad idea.
So he kind of looks at you and he's just like, well, he's like, within the Crusaders' army, there are certain groups that you could achieve. He's like, this neck tattoo shows which group I've aligned myself with and earned. So that's about it.
Makes sense. So the
you
old
have
man.
A great night.
So the old man, I saw you through the window. I was doing a bit of peeping and saw you talking to him.
Keep the accent through the sentence.
It's fine, man. Keep going.
What did he want? Or what did you want from him, rather?
Kind of looks at you, he's like, what does my business with the old man have to do with anything?
Nothing at all. He just seemed a little kooky.
Octogenarians, am I right?
Some people
fucking
do
fucking old people.
Do I oversee this happening?
Oh, yeah. You're sitting there just sitting back drinking beer, watching this whole awkward conversation go down.
I'm going to interject
and
say that the old man is having us do a peculiar quest for him.
The guy kind of looks up at you. He's like, yes, Jilroth seems to think that he's found something that can change the world. But
Mr. Occultist.
You seem to disagree with him.
Look, there are obviously things out there that are not good. But I don't think that there's something out there that could shake the earth to its core, that could rattle it to the core, that we wouldn't have found yet. So
you had my curiosity, and now you have my interest.
Like, if Jelroth is on to what he believes he's on to, we believe that it could be a powerful weapon for the Crusader to have that information to use against the Diabolist and the other scourge of this world that plague us.
Fair enough.
Would you trust Jelroth?
It's like, I mean, I barely know of the man, and I've only recently begun to study him and track where he's come from and look into him.
You were making mighty demands of a man that you know very little.
It's like, well, we at the Crusader, and the Crusader King, we're pretty blunt about stuff. You know, there's bad, there's good, you know, we're gonna destroy bad as much as we can. And
do you, trust his information?
From the studies that I've put into him, he seems he's on to something. We can't confirm anything that he claims. You are not the first group that he's brought here. You do realize that, right?
What happened to the others?
That's $1 million question, is it not? Million gold question.
Million GP question.
Some say they have left once they got to the ruins that Jelroth has taken them to. Others say they have perished there. No one knows. No one knows what's happened to them. But you are the next set of fools to go. So good luck. That was that. He's just like...
Now leave me alone, bunch of weirdos.
He puts down like 20 silver pieces. Like, drinks are on me. They might be your last ones. And excuses himself and walks upstairs.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Yeah. Let's make it two.
All right. So the night ends, everyone sleeps in some sort of fashion, whether it's like alcohol induced or just getting some nice bedtime, you know, whatnot.
Sleepy times.
I'm
stars.
Up 2 hours before everyone and have already done 3 laps around the town.
All right.
In my morning workout.
So everyone else casually wakes up, does their thing, prepares their spells if they have them, all that kind of jazz.
Had a little personal time at the middle of the night, enjoyed myself. Woke up very rested.
Gross.
God damn it. All right, so in the morning, Jelroth meets you in front of the inn. He has horses, and you guys start on your journey to Proudfort.
Let's get the fuck out of this town as quickly as possible, you guys.
We're here. You guys are heading towards the northeast to Proudfort.
Sounds good.
On the ride there, it's going to take about a day and a half to get there on horse. It's a pretty far ride. So during that time, do you guys have any questions for Jelroth? Do you guys talk with him? Do you guys talk amongst yourselves?
What exactly do you need me to do for you?
This is a good question.
Keep me alive? Destroy anything that might harm us?
Okay, but I mean, like, I'm just here to hang out until there's danger.
I mean, you're going to help explore the ruins and...
All right. Fair enough.
What type of resistances do you expect us to find?
Is this the first time that you've done this?
Oh, yes, yes. This is the first time I've been here. Most of my research has pointed me in this direction, so we will see how it's going to look.
Are you telling me the truth?
Of course I am.
I don't believe you. Tell me the truth.
Well, give me a roll.
Mexican dog?
Charisma check or
tell
something?
Tell me the truth, dog.
Wisdom. Wisdom.
Using your brain to...
Okay.
You're trying to perceive if he's lying.
Nope. 11.
Okay. Yeah, no, you believe him.
All right.
To your question about what dangers lie there,
mm-hmm.
He's like, well, this is a former archmage's vault. There might be untold amounts of craziness and weaponry we haven't seen. I mean, this is an age past gone by. Who knows what they were able to achieve? We will be on the lookout. We will be smart.
I don't know if I can.
I think we can make it.
Some of us will be smart.
It's like, yeah, he looks over at Bramble. It's like, yeah. Goats.
Hey, I'm not the lowest intelligence score here.
Right here. That's me.
So, any other questions on the ride?
What would your ideal day be like, Gerald?
Okay,
it's a long ride.
I mean, waking up, making some eggs.
I like eggs.
Maybe having some coffee with some liquor in it.
Calling it a day there.
Studying to see if I can figure out anything else about even their artifacts from the previous ages. And
so
maybe take a nap.
What type of artifacts are we talking about?
Well, there's a book. A book that...
There are lots of them.
That is true. But this one particular book, I think, holds what I'm looking for. It will unlock a key part of history that has been seemingly erased, and I wish to have it.
Book key, got it.
You will know when you see this book.
I just kind of roll my eyes when I hear that.
Well, that's fine.
Not impressed.
That's cool. You shouldn't be.
I'm not.
It's a crazy old man.
I am
intrigued. Bunch of milk skins, I don't even care.
Bunch of milk skins?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm actually,
you know, it's
kind of
nice to do that, sir.
I didn't say that in a character voice.
Okay. I am it's in the freakishly
gotcha.
Pale, so that's all right.
So
got a lot of sun.
You guys eventually make it to the ruins of Proud Fort. Yeah, obviously it was a fort at one time. They were very proud of it. That's all I got to
know that. So generically named.
Just like Humeytown.
There seems to be, like, as you guys arrive, there's... like a wall that's kind of still intact, and there seems to be a hole that's been dug, and like chips and pieces of the floor broke away, and a ladder going straight down. And as you guys approach, Gelroth is like, "Well, down the hole. That's where we gotta go."
You first, old man.
He's like, "Oh yeah, of course." And he like goes down, goes down the steps with you guys, or he goes first, and he's kind of standing at the bottom, and you see. From down there, like, he disappears into the blackness in this ladder. And eventually, farther down, once he gets there, he casts a light spell, and light pops up, so you see a tiny, tiny little circle of light at the bottom, and the old
man.
So
he went down
there.
A ladder or stairs?
Ladder.
All right, I'll just climb down right after.
I'll go after Bramble.
I would like to take a look around the ruins, just to see if there's anything of note.
Okay, give me a intelligence check.
Okay.
Oh, no, wisdom, sorry.
You want a wisdom check on that?
Yeah.
I would also look around the ruins for any reasons why it may
have been destroyed. Man, you got some
bad wisdom
over there. Yeah, y'all do you.
8. So I basically just stare at my feet. Just nope, nothing interesting there.
Well, I really like my shoes.
What do you see? Tell me what you see. We will create Proud Fort.
Chests of gold.
It looks like there is melted stone.
Okay.
So I imagine it was some sort of a super intense fire.
I like it.
And blasted rock everywhere.
All right.
So some giant fiery explosions of some sort would be
force.
My guess.
Yeah. I dig it. Yeah, that's what it looks like. You just see a giant tower looks like it's just melted in half. The other half parts laying in like just complete and utter disarray at the bottom of it. Charred rock everywhere. Occasionally you see like there might still be a skeleton or two. It looks like they're just like ripped apart. Like maybe there's just an arm bone here and a skull there just charred. It looks pretty goddamn gnarly.
Yeah.
So...
this place looks terrifying.
I wouldn't know, staring at my feet.
Yeah. All right, everybody. you guys, I'm not going to make you roll to climb down a ladder. I'm not going to We're not going to.
Is that normally a thing?
Well, yeah, like D&D, yeah. I'm not going to pull that shit.
I am good.
You know,
at climbing
my
ladders.
Strength is really low. I might fall.
I will catch him.
I'm gonna give him.
Normally, depending on how nicely you ask, I might catch you.
Yeah. I will catch him.
That's I'd like one of to my imagine gauges, that you like, walk down it like a dog walks downstairs.
As a DM, yeah. Is if people are being like really just dicks at the table, I'll make a roll for dumb shit like that.
Yes.
Like, I was running the game and they came to a ladder and everybody's like, I'm going to jump down it. I'm like, all right, roll. He's like, no, I was kidding. I'm like, no, you said you're going to jump down it. Roll.
Fucking do it.
And you're on the one. He's like 2 hit points away from permadeath.
Broke his fucking legs.
Nice.
I was like, the rest of you make checks now. Because it's only like a DC 5 normally to climb.
With yeah.
So it's just dumb. All right. So you guys get to the bottom of these ruins, the ruins that you're in. And you see that it is all stone lined. Every there's like little enclaves on the sides every like 20 feet. And you're in a tunnel leading forward into proverbial darkness. I mean, you just have the light that's surrounding you from Jel'Roth. And as you guys are walking through this tunnel, he's like, don't step on the third one to the left. And he gets to a point, he's like, everybody duck! And you see him kind of get on his hands and knees and crawl. Do you guys listen to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? But my question is, I'm a half-orc, I'm a little bigger.
You probably gotta get
is that still sufficient?
You get on your stomach and shimmy.
Alright, do it. Just very unsatisfied. Just okay. God.
You gotta go like a worm.
How do you know this, Jel'Roth?
He's like, oh, I've been studying these ruins for quite some time.
I thought you said you'd never been here
so
before.
So you have a map.
He's like, oh, well, I mean.
Give it here.
Yeah. Pass it over.
He's like,
it is not nice to withhold.
He's like, my map is in my brain. I study quite a bit.
Well, give it here.
So I can't give you my brain.
Yeah, for now.
Be nice. We
so
are helping
you guys are in this like in the ruins of this area, and he just kind of looks at you. He's like, look. He's like, I've been here before. You were not the first people I've brought.
You lied to me. Lying
like,
is bad.
He's like, I did lie to you, yes.
I'm very surprised by this.
He's like, I don't believe you at all.
Not good. I don't believe you.
He's like, what lies ahead?
Are your lies?
Will be challenging.
How many more lies have you told us?
Lies.
Well, that's all.
That's it.
He lied.
Give me a roll if you don't believe him.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, wait. Yeah, can I roll? Can I roll?
You want wisdom on this one?
Intelligence.
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 Roll the dice.
Well, that's a 3, so 15. I'm totally down with everything he says right now, yeah. I guess.
You believe him.
I have to 15. Roll spectacularly to do this.
You said like intelligence?
Yeah.
20.
Okay. Both of you, you believe him. Like, he's coming clean, it feels
okay.
like.
Okay.
All right.
So, what we are going to do for this next part is, I don't want to do a dungeon crawl, because that's going to be, like,
oh,
7
that's what we're
fucking
doing right
episodes.
Now, crawling through a dungeon.
It is true, literally and figuratively. So, I'm going to have each of you give me a scenario in this dungeon that you help the group overcome. So you're going to describe what that scenario is. So you guys go into a room and there's a flame trap. How do you get past the flame trap?
Bramble's dumbass stumbled over the flame trap, and I ended up...
I got one.
I'm just saying, like you're all going to think of a scenario. You're going to give me how you got past it. We're going to tie it to an attribute roll. And depending on how well you roll, I'm going to give you some bonuses later on once shit goes south.
Okay.
Can I use some sort of feat or action to save the group that my character may have?
I mean, maybe. Oh, we'll play it by. We're kind of just going by the wing of our pants. You know,
so they're all
the wing of our pants.
Yep.
Everybody else is a human, right?
Yes.
So I imagine we get to like say a bridge that's crumbled.
Okay.
It's hard to jump
across.
So this
is yours.
This is mine.
Okay, so we're at a bridge. It's crumbling.
I just huck all these pinkies across the bridge. Just like
throwing them one by one.
Just fastball special them over the bridge and then kind of get a running start and jump over.
I will reach for
like
him.
A good, you know, like 5 or 6 feet.
Okay.
Too much for a person to really comfortably jump, but, right. You know, I can huck him over.
So I will reach for him just in
I'm going to say strength, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So go ahead and give me a strength roll.
So I roll a d20 and add my strength modifier?
Yes.
Well, 15.
15. Okay, awesome. So you guys come to this decrepit bridge in this ruins. Like, there's just blackness below. It's crumbling, like, chunks of this bridge are missing. And, like, Jel'Roth, he's crossed it once, but he's a little unsure of it. He's like, one of these days, this thing's gonna collapse on us. So that's where our good friend Bramble decides to just start throwing you all, I'm assuming against your will.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm down.
Like, I like, no, like he just like grabs you and like does like a like discus spin.
Talking I really about, can't like, this do is much to stop him. I don't know if I can do it, and I just kind of grab him by like the back of his shirt and his pants and just barrel chuck him across the bridge. All right,
cool. You're going to get a plus
me
one.
Me next.
You're going to get a plus one for what's going forward.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
So a plus one at some point forward?
Yep, I'll let you know. All right, cool. So who wants to go next?
I will. Oh, go ahead, sir.
Well, Bramble stumbles over a trap.
Okay.
A giant flame trap.
All right.
I'm going to use my otherworldly shadow to absorb the flame.
Okay, awesome.
So stop it from burning us all to a crisp.
Okay, so I think that... It, like, give burns me, some shin what's hairs your, off what's of your me? Caster modifier that you can usually cast with? Is it intelligence you use?
Yes, okay. I believe it
give
is.
Give me a roll with intelligence.
Okay.
Ouch, bro.
Eight.
Okay, eight? Okay.
Ouch, bro.
So, you guys enter into this...
Do you have a reroll?
I do, yeah. Okay. I'll take that reroll now.
Okay, which one are you using? You're using your Diabolus one?
Yes.
So what are you doing that, since you're kind of conflicted, like, in the middle with the Diabolus, what have you learned from encountering, like, her MP, like, the people that she works for, that would allow you to, like, kind of use your shadow to absorb it?
I've learned to better communicate with my shadow via occultist research that I had done with followers of the Diabolus.
Okay, I dig it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think you get to keep the one still, but...
I'll take the other one then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
So, one?
Oh, shit.
Wow, damn. So you guys...
You just stopped the flames with your face. Yeah. It's like, I got this.
You guys enter into this stone room, and on each side there's like the classic setup of like a giant face that's spitting out flames.
Yeah.
And so you guys are trying to time it, and you kind of see what's going on. So Bramble, getting ahead of steam, he's like, I got this shit.
It's like, just kind of wade up there.
So you go
immediately regret this decision.
You get past the first one, like you do a roll underneath the flames, and as soon as you get to the next set, you see the whole section underneath you start to light up, and these little jets of fire pop up. So they pretty much like they set it up that you are going to crawl underneath the first set, and then there's another set there.
Imagine I, like, roll under that first one, and I'm, like, posed on my, like, on a knee, like, down on a knee, ready to jump, and then suddenly, oh, shit, there's like fire underneath me.
Exactly, like, a little, like, something opens up, and at that point, Vic, this is weird for the rest of you.
Yeah,
his shadow leaves his body and just kind of jumps over and wraps up Bramble as these flames ignite what would be a Bramble and essentially kill him from its heat. And then it dies down and dissipated is this shadow. And you see it's within an instant, it's back on Vic's side. Like, it never left. And Bramble, you are completely fine. Like, the last thing you remember is
but
looking
I
down.
I noticed this happening.
You look down at where this fire is coming, and then it's just, like, blackness. And then instantly it's back to, like, you know, maybe your eyes are a little bit, like, hurt because the light that's flared back up again. But, like, for a split second, there's fire and you're expecting death. And then you're just in the place where you're at.
Just kind of look at him and just go, well,
thanks.
Thanks, Normie. Appreciate it.
All right, who's next?
I will go next.
Okay.
I would like to think that as we're walking down a long, long hallway, dark on the other end, I hear somebody trip something. Don't care who. Yeah. Hear click, and then what I can only imagine is the sound of a very large crossbow. So, like, it's...
Like the thrum of a...
Yeah, like it's shooting a big spear.
Like a ballista.
Step to the front of the group. Yeah, like a ballista. Step to the front of the group and block it with my shield.
Okay. Give me a... I'm going to say probably constitution.
Okay.
That makes sense to me because you're, like, having the... You're bracing yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Plus my con, 19.
19, wow. Okay. So, you are standing there, and this thing, from the darkness ahead... As you said, you're in the long hallway, you hear just this massive just thung.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, you instantly just kind of run forward and throw your shield up and brace yourself, maybe like...
Wonder Woman!
Not exactly knowing what's coming, but knowing something is coming. Yeah.
You hold it up, maybe like, I'm trying to think, maybe it's just wide enough that you can kind of dig your, like, you try to dig yourself in against a wall to brace yourself.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking like Wonder Woman when she comes out of the trenches in the movie.
I never saw the movie, so
okay.
I get it.
Fair enough. You know, 1 foot farther back, 1 foot...
Yeah.
Back, yeah.
So this thing hits your shield. What kind of shield do you have? Is it a heavy shield?
I thought it was just one shield.
There's just one kind of shield.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. So this thing hits your shield.
Nice round
and
one.
It leaves a good dent.
Okay.
But you're able to stop it. Like, it pushes you back a little bit. It's impaled in the end of your shield, like, almost poking through. But you just saved everybody from certain death with it.
So sick.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Normie.
Baxter, got you. What is yours?
So, Joe Roth's a wizard, right?
He is.
Yeah?
You're assuming.
Yeah, okay.
Spoiler alert, he is.
Well, he's been casting magic, so I imagine.
He's gonna cast light, but.
Whatever, I can't do that.
My clerics can.
You could take a cleric.
I can't.
I did
actually,
take that cleric.
You actually could cast light.
All of you have magic?
What?
Yes.
All of you have magic?
Yeah. To some degree.
I'm the only one that doesn't.
That's cool.
Fucking.
I have magic blood, though. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
I want to see if I can turn it into a ball.
God, I hope you bite it and break all your teeth.
It's brittle.
Yeah. It's brittle.
I hope you bleed and cut your gums.
I don't know. A ball of tempered glass could probably do some damage to someone's jaw. Just a solid ball of tempered glass.
How are you going to get it into a ball when it's already turned into shards because it fell out of him?
I thought you...
We could pour it into a mold. We'll see. We'll get to that part later.
So, I'm going to do it in character, but I'd like to use like my inherent charisma to try and convince him to levitate us across a room of spikes.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
Hey, Jelroth. You know how you were lying to us earlier? I think you owe us one. I think you owe us to get across this room all safe-like, and I think you can do that for us. All
right, give me the roll. I'll give you his response.
Ooh, boy. 23.
23, okay. He's just like, well, I suppose so. He's like, it makes sense to get everybody across. So.
Thanks, we can be friends again.
He's like, well, sounds good. And so he
pets you on the head.
Levitates all of you across, does himself last, and you guys get to, you know, essentially through all of this, you've gotten through a majority of the dungeon, like getting through whatnot. You guys, at the end of all of this, you approach what looks like a decrepit cavern that leads off to the right. And Jelroth kind of pauses, like, this isn't on the map. There's not supposed to be something here.
What was here last time?
He's like, I haven't made it this far. This is the farthest.
Are you saying we've gone the farthest?
He's like, you have. I knew I picked well. Thank you. So
well, what happened to the last guys?
Oh, God, the bridge, a couple of them fell off there. One of them, they got burned up by the fire.
Did you not see the dead body in the spikes?
Like, another one, there was like some weird little like bat creatures that came down and sucked all his blood out. It was.
So wait, really quick, I just want to be clear. When I almost died by fire, you've seen that before and you didn't warn me?
I mean, yeah, I did.
But I just wanted to clear
that
up.
I don't know how
going
often
forward.
It doesn't trigger. I mean, I haven't been here a whole lot. For once, I know it was once and done. It's a split second thing.
I just kind of like the missive squint did, my eyes hey, and look at him.
Bramble.
Okay.
Bramble. The missive did say dangerous expedition. That was danger.
That's true.
It's got a point.
So. You guys see, yeah, there's a dirt path that kind of leads off to the right, as if, like, ruins have been, the wall has crumbled away. And Jelroth kind of looks at you guys, he's like, well, he's like, I think this is where I'm going to rely on you guys more than anything. He's like, scout it out, see what you can find, and let me know when it's safe.
That sounds like a good idea. I was a scout once.
Well, then you go right the fuck ahead, sir.
So you're not going to accompany us?
He's like, I'll be here, I'm just, you know.
Not back here.
Yeah. I paid you to do this shit, so, you know, get to do it. It's
our job. It's why
that light
can.
Thing you did earlier. Can we get that?
Yeah, he casts light. Yeah. On whatever you want, so.
Should I stay here with this guy and watch over him?
I think you should come with us.
Let's kind of pull my big-ass axe off my back and like, all right, let's go. All
right.
No, instead, you should grab Jelroth and take him with us.
He's gonna follow behind you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought but he was, like staying posted
no, like,
at
yeah,
the
no,
line. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, I don't trust
he's
this
He's gonna
dude,
have you guys
right?
go first because
yeah,
he
no,
doesn't know what's going on.
I thought he was just like, hey, go down the dark hole yeah. I didn't know was there. I'll stay here.
I'll wait right here for you guys.
Yeah.
So, you guys eventually make your way through this area, and the crumbled rock gives way to a similar tile flooring that you guys noticed when you got to the original part. And off to the left, there is an entrance that looks like into a room. And you guys are standing at the entrance of said room. You look forward, and you see that there is a raised platform, so stairs leading up to like a little platform in the middle. On the side of that, the stair leading up to the platform are two braziers. And then on the wall behind, or up on the platform next to this enclave, is two torch sconces. And in the enclave is a pedestal holding a book.
I walk up and get the book. Book.
Yeah. I would also walk up and get the book.
All right.
I will draw my sword and raise my shield.
As soon as either of you step into the room, the braziers light up, the sconces light up, and they kind of swirl around. And from the center of this platform, it shakes a little bit, and you see kind of this weird light form, and these two massive hands, like, reach out and grab onto each side, like, kicking up dust as these fingers form of this, this creature's, its, like, body is pink and purple and blue and green, and it's just constantly swirling around. And it pulls itself up, and it's just this massive monstrosity of just, like, pure arcane power standing in front of you.
Looks like a giant oil slick.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, shifting forms.
It's an archon, like, from StarCraft.
Much. Like, it's doing its best to have some sort of humanoid form, but it doesn't really have legs. It's just kind of floating there in space. It has these two massive dangling arms. It doesn't really form a head, but there's, like, shoulders and a head-like area. But it's just raw energy, arcane energy, formed into one solid, like, being. And you hear just kind of a low whisper from just kind of filling the room. You don't see a mouth on this thing, but you're assuming it's coming from it. And you just hear this low whisper, just, "Be gone."
Did you guys hear that? It said, "Be gone."
I did.
How about we fight it?
I will continue walking towards the book.
Okay.
You gonna focus this retina turn, or are you just gonna keep walking forward?
Are we having turns?
We're not in combat yet, man.
Well, you have to go first. I'm asking you if we're going to attack.
So, you step forward, and you see this thing plunge its fist into the ground, and beneath you, a pool of, like, shimmering prismatic light of forms. And we're going to end the episode here. And we're going to roll for initiative the next episode, and we're going to have a fight.
Nice.
So thanks, everybody, for listening.
Absolutely. As the episode ends, Bramble is rolling his eyes at this Humi nonsense.
There we go. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back. I don't know when.
And be sure to check out Chris's podcast, Podcast Massacre.